still in the spirit of Sukkis, I wanted to share with you an interesting parallel that you find that the Farshim note based on the Zohar, but it's the Malbim that already makes note of this, between Sukkah and Tevas Noach. We know that Sukkah is meant to be Megev, to protect you from the sun, and not necessarily from the Geshamim, as we saw in the Tosis on that days. In the case of Tevas Noach, it was protection from the rain, in this basic reason. And nevertheless, there seems to be a notion of a parallel between the two. The Lashon of the Psukim, Aseh Lecha Tevas Atzei Gofer, this is what Noach was commanded to do. Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha. Anyway, there's a Zohar that they all quote that shows us a parallel. The Malbim says something fascinating. Malbim points out the dimensions of the Teva were V'zeh Shetasosa Shlosh Meos Amah Orech HaTeva. The length is 300 Amos. Chamishim Amah Rochba, 50 Amos its width. Shloshim Amah Komasa, 30 Amos its height. 300 by 50 by 30. Says the Malbim, there's a remez here as follows. Bola Rames, Shashem Yifros Al Ha'olam HaChadash Sukas Shalom Kmo Shabir B'tikune Zohar. Hashem is going to spread on the world a Sukas Shalom. What is a Sukas Shalom? It's a yichud between two names of Hashem. Two names of Hashem. One is Yudke Vavke, that's 26. And the other one is Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which is 65. Now, if you think about it, Sukkah spelled Male, this is already noted in other places too, Sukkah is Samach Vav Kaf Hei. Take the two outer letters, Samach and Hei, that's the gematria of Aleph Dal Nun Yud, that's 65. Take the two inner letters, spelled Male, Vav Chaf, that's Havaya, that's 26. Together you have 91, which is the combination of Havaya and Adnos. That's in the word Sukkah. Says the Malbim, there's a yichud between Havaya and Adnos. How so? Sheshem Havaya Mora al Shem Ahava u'machadesh. Havaya is Hashem as renewing, creating a sense of chiyus and everything. Shem Adnos, which is like Malchus, as we know, Mora al Hashmira v'Hashkocha, on Hashem's Hashkocha and protection. The ace, Yisachei Chavaya al Adnos, Sheminyano Ola Sukkah. As we just noted, that's Sukkah, Samachei Chavav, 91. And if you do that, you end up getting, combining in a certain way, these two names, you get the number of Shalom. How so? That's a Sukkah Shalom. How, take the four letters, says the Malbim, of these two names of Hashem, one by one, and multiply each letter with its counterpart. For example, start with Yud Kevav Kei. So take the Yud of Havaya, and then take the Aleph of Adnos. So multiply 10 by 1, and you get what? You get 10. Then take the second letter of Havaya, which is Hey, and take the second letter of Adnos, which is Dalet. That's 5 times 4, which is 20. So now if I add 10 and 20, what do I have so far? 30. So 30 already is one of the dimensions of the Teva. Shloshim Amah Komas. Let's continue. The third letter of Havaya is Vav. The third letter of Adnos is Nun. So now you get 6 times 50, 300. That's another dimension of the Teva. That's Shloshim Amah Komas. And finally, the last letter of Havaya is He. The last letter of Adnos is Yud. So what is that? 5 times 10. Is 50, and that's Chamishim Amah Rochba. Now, if you take these three dimensions and add them together, 300 plus 50 plus 30 is what? 380. The word Shalom with the Kolel, which means adding the four letters, Shin Lamed Vav Mem is 376. The Kolel means you can add the letters, which again gives you 380. That's what the Malbim says, B'kitzur Nimrats. That's what he writes very, very short. Okay, to bring a little bit more down to earth, okay, I want to share you an amazing thought that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has in a Maimer called Tevas Noach. We think that the Teva was just a protection from the forces, from the elements, from the rain, of course, from the Mabul. But Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has his own way of developing it, but the Yisod is that we know that Noah had to make the teva. Couldn't be done, delegated with others. Noah had to make the teva. And he says the reason why Noah had to be the one to be osik in the teva is because, as he puts it, the teva was not just a makom machse from the mabul, from the waters of the mabul. Rather, it was, quote, a bidyan shel hatzalah, which means that the teva had in it the properties of hatzalah and Yeshua, that the teva itself was transformed into a vehicle to create that Yeshua, that salvation, that spirit of what it can do. Not just because in Metzius you have a roof and you have, you know, everything around you and it's strong enough to keep out the waters. No, it is something in the actual nature of the Teva itself. And this had to come about through the involvement of Noach building the Teva with Mesiris Nefesh, and everybody laughs at him and screams at him and wonders what's going on, and he continues to call out for tshuva and put in the effort, and that's what transforms the Teva into what it is. And only Noach, with his involvement, could do that. And he says, we find this idea in a lot of places. We find this with, you know, how even something which is inanimate becomes changed through the chiyus, through the mesiris nefesh that we put into it. Halachas Kam V'Kami says with people, a person looks to other people and does chesed and reaches out to them. So you're changed and the person who receives the chesed is changed. The reason why the teva was so special is because it was a vehicle for chesed. Noach is osek 24/7 in chesed. Chesed for the animals, feeding the animals, each one at its time. Everyone had to be in literally in the same boat together, dealing with the day in and the day out. And the chesed that came out of this, that's the sukkah shalom that we maybe started with the Zohar. We have to recognize, wherever we're in a saviva, in any environment, we can create sacred space in that environment. How we act, how we behave, how we interact in any area. You don't just look at it as, you know, just from the stone, sticks and stones and whatever structure that we might have. There's auras, there's energy, there's goodwill, there's all kinds of things that we can't necessarily scientifically identify, but yet there's a spirit of goodwill that spreads. And this is what the teva was meant to be, not just a way to get away from the mabul, but a way to create a different type of reality. The reality of the mabul, the Dor HaMabul, was one which was, of course, toxic, and it was the opposite of everything that Hashem wanted the world to be built on, Olam Chesed Yibana. And Hashem wanted to create a counter world, and that's the bubble of the Teva, which is the world of Chesed. And that involvement in building the Teva was meant to instill that spirit that defined the Teva for the whole duration of the time that they were there, as this type of a vehicle, this type of a essential structure. So this is, I think, a Musar Haskel, separate from the Gematrias, which are beautiful in their own right, and the Sukkah Shalom and the dimensions, and Yud Kevavke and Adnus, which is loftier. We have to understand that whatever we do, every tefillah that we say, every act of chesed, every gesture of chesed, every word of Torah that we learn, makes a difference. These are things that we recognize more intuitively during the Amun Orayim, but I think it's something that we should recognize now that we're in the spirit of the year itself, not to let up, to recognize that what we put ourselves out for during Yom Nerayim is meant to condition us so that we can be carried by that spirit throughout the year, and recognize that how we act now, this is acting off of those spirits and those inspirations that we were able to instill within ourselves during the time of the Yom Nerayim. So we should be able to continue Mitzvah Hashem along those lines in the, you know, in the days and the weeks and the months to come. Mm-hmm.